We are so glad you have found us at Starting with Jesus, where we want you to start each and every day the right way, and that is with Jesus. Some of the programs that we have for you are the Seed Pod for Kids and Beginners, which are audio devotionals, online VBS programs to watch and participate in, a special video prophecy program called Explore the Future, audiobooks, coloring pages, a weekly video program with activities, Bible stories, songs, and so much more. And best of all, it's all free. These are great tools for sharing Jesus with others and to help your own family to grow closer to Jesus. You can find all of these programs on our website, startingwithjesus.com. That's startingwithjesus.com to learn more. But now, let's listen to the first part of our story, how Johnny saved the train. Johnny Tompkins was 8 years old, and his father was a conductor on a train. In those days, trains were very different from how they are now. The train cars that people rode in then weren't nearly as comfortable as those we have today. There was no air conditioning to cool the cars when the weather was hot. When people opened the windows, smoke and soot came into the cars. And when it was cold outside, they used stoves that burned wood or coal to warm the cold cars. The station near Johnny's home was the last place where his father's train stopped in the evening after the trip it made each day. The train stayed at the station all night, and it went on another trip and back the next day. When the train came each evening, Johnny would go to the station to meet his father. Then they would walk home together. Johnny had learned to love Jesus, and he wished he could be a helper for him. He had been doing a lot of thinking about it, and one day he asked, "Mother, do you think a little boy like me could be a helper for Jesus?" Mother looked at Johnny and smiled. "You don't have to be a grown-up to be a helper for Jesus. If you ask Jesus, he will help you think of ways to be a helper every day. You will be surprised at how many things you will find to do. And when you grow up, you will be ready to be a good missionary, and you will help many people." What Mother said made Johnny happy. That evening, Mother let Johnny go to the station to meet his father. Father was always glad to see Johnny. He took him by the hand, and they went to the last car on the train. Father wasn't quite ready to go home, so because it was cold, he told Johnny to sit near the warm stove in the train car and wait for him. While Johnny was waiting, a brakeman made a mistake. He unhooked the last car from the rest of the train, and that was the car Johnny was in. The track where the train was standing was on a flat place, but the track behind the train went down a little hill. Johnny felt a jerk when the engine at the front of the train moved the train backward just a little. The rest of the train stopped, but the car that Johnny was in was unhooked from the rest of the train, and it kept on rolling backwards. Soon it came to a little hill, and it started rolling all by itself down the hill. Now Johnny was all alone in that big, empty train car that was rolling away from the station and from his father. And Johnny was frightened. He ran to the door at the back end of the car and looked out. And what Johnny saw made him more frightened than ever. Far down the track, he could see a light, and he knew that it was the fast express train coming right toward their station. That express train was on the same track that his runaway car was on. What could Johnny do? To be continued. If you enjoyed this program and want to find more programs similar to it, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. Sign up for our newsletter so that you can keep in touch with us and learn about all the new programs that are coming out in the near future.